came here to take over the game. Yeah. Stout. Still. I know what's going on. Yeah. It's still politics as usual. Life looking beautiful. Talking real heavy, more heavy than the usual. Shook the whole world up, and type of motion new to you. So it's just a throwback. Losing, we don't know that. Only give them our facts, that's exactly what y'all let. Always show the people love, so they show us love back. Yeah. And Ben Worthy like 42 on the
lake. You're now rocking with the best, and once again, it's on. We are the Politics as Usual podcast, where we're covering everything NBA related, and you know, some sneaker talk, we're gonna sneak it in there. We are glad y'all with us. Make sure you follow us, Politics as Usual Talk, on all your social media, Spotify. Listen to us, click, like, follow, bring comments, except for the dirty comments. I know who y'all are. I'm gonna start blocking y'all starting tomorrow morning. As always, I got my main man, Pots and Pairs, with me, the one and only Mr. Adam Carter. What's going on, Jack?
What's up, Jack? I am simply the Carter tonight. The Carter. Shout out to Nino Brown.
That's a lot going on there. Handing out turkeys. Handing out turkeys.
Handing out turkeys.
Packing dope naked. Anything can be going on in there.
Fix your $5.
Yo, you know we got to shout out them for playing one-on-one in church clothes.
Oh, man.
They hit on church.
A cold game right there.
Shout out to you, Nino Brown.
Casey Adams. Him and G-Mike. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Church clothes. Man, we had a little weekend. You know,
yeah.
Is it games tonight? This is Wednesday for us. I was looking. Yeah, I didn't see any national games.
I believe the games start tomorrow.
They get a whole week off.
Yeah, these the new generation gets a break. He said, "When we break, we break."
Dog, I just heard Tim Hardaway said. He said back in the they would have to play Mondays and sometimes a back to back, Monday and Tuesday. Wow. So yeah. So we still in this after All-Star game funk or whatever it was.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk about it a little bit. And what you got for us, sir?
All right, let's jump in, Jack. You called it. Let's do an All-Star Weekend recap, Jack. Let's do an All-Star Weekend recap. Yes. So let's talk about some of the things that happened. So what we got? We got Jalen's team Jalen beating Team Detlef in the, what do they call the rookie game now? Was it Rising Stars?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
What did you think of that new format, Jack?
I was confused. I felt old. I was like,
I thought, first game started. I said, "Where's Wimby?"
I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Chet." I was like, "Don't they? He's their first year guy." So that threw me off. But after I got under it, yo, they was not supposed to lose that.
No.
To those G League guys that we just met that night.
Listen,
they probably just met them too.
Listen, they played hard. So that was kind of exciting to see.
Yeah, it was exciting.
It made it a little exciting. I like that.
And you know, Detlef, that's a cool name. Detlef Grove. That's gonna be my name next week. Detlef Grove. He was nice too.
Sidebar about Detlef. Did you see when Melo told the story of George Karl telling him that he's overrated?
Yo,
he's more like a Detlef Shrimp.
Why do George Karl hate Melo like that?
Melo and George Karl got major beef.
It's crazy. We're gonna get back to the All-Star, but this is crazy because I thought it was a fake tweet when he said that about the best 15 ever about Jokic. I was like, yo,
and he tagged Melo. Sidebar, we went way off, but Detlef. Detlef Shrimp.
Detlef, who else was out there?
Jalen Rose was a coach. Paul Gasol was a coach.
Yes.
So Team Detlef won that. And how do you say my name's my man's name to won the MVP? Benedict Mathurin?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Mathurin?
I should ask
from the Indiana Pacers, the rookie. Yeah. He was going for it, Jack. He was putting on a show for the hometown fans, Jack.
Yeah, man. And you know, it was crazy. I didn't know it was gonna snow like that out there. It looked like cold out there.
They said that we got like 5 inches on Friday.
Yeah, man. And it was but that's such a great basketball state. Yeah. Indiana is top notch for that. But yeah, I enjoyed that game.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it. Yeah, it was packed. Friday night was packed.
Yeah, Friday night. So we after that we had what, the skills challenge. The Indiana boys took that.
Oh, you know what else we had? Team Shannon versus Team Stephen A.
Oh yeah, and
what's that? Celebrity. The celebrity.
Yeah,
I only bring that up because I saw Stephen A. Smith take that fall. Did anybody see him fall? You know he's standing. I don't know if you saw it in the beginning. He would say he fell. I saw that on Twitter. I gotta see you the lake.
Please send me the lake. Stephen A. thinks
in front of everybody cool. Though.
It drives me crazy how cool Stephen A. thinks. How cool he thinks he is.
He thinks he's so cool, but he's always falling, looking awkward. Pants got a crease down the middle, and he thinks he's
hairline back here.
Yo, thinks he's so cool.
He makes me mad.
Dude, what's that boy, Mike?
Martin said, "People make me mad."
People, I'm not angry. People, that's an underrated Martin line, right there.
Oh my god,
people make me mad. Yo, and shit, yo, Michael Parsons was out there running people over.
Listen. He's out there trying to hurt people.
What Stephen A said, man, women, and children. He's like, they out there. I was like, oh, he's insane. But yeah. That celebrity, Joe, that was crazy. I didn't see a celebrity player that stood out.
Yeah, nah, not the
that's,
way.
That's what I'm always waiting for that, but I didn't see it. Even my man who played Magic, he looked, I said, man, that was a camera trick on the Showtime.
Yeah, season. Buddy.
He didn't have nothing out there Friday night.
No real moves.
Not at all, man. Yeah, man. But Saturday night is always the best for me.
Yeah.
We might have some harsh critiques about some of the things that happened Saturday night.
Yeah, so we'll run down through some of the stuff quickly from Saturday night. Like I said, you had the Indiana Pacers, Halliburton, Miles Turner, and Mathurin winning the skills challenge. You had Dame Dalla.
Yo, what do you think about contest? What do you think about our boy Ed? Anthony Edwards left hand in it.
I think it was a sign of things to come how unserious people were going to take the rest of the weekend.
Yo, and Wimby was like, looking at him like, yo, I thought he was joking. And somebody made it feel like this was your time on the national stage. People don't get to see Minnesota. We capping you up as the next guy. You go in there and win everything. I want to win everything. So that kind of, I was like, yo, I didn't know about that.
And I don't know how true it is, but I thought I saw something that where he said, like, all-stars don't even really want to be there. I'm like, you don't say it.
Yo, he's got to get some PR people. Adam Silver is like, yo.
You know, do not say that.
You know, we trying to sell this to the streamers next year so y'all money can go up. You're bringing it down. Yo, and Scotty Barnes threw the joint backwards in the mouth. I was like, these young boys is crazy. Dominique Wilkins would now sound like an old man. Dominique Wilkins would have never did that on national TV.
Did you see in the skills challenge? They showed something from like when the skills challenge first started, like the hoop that they throw the bounce pass in used to be like this big. It was like this big.
Yo, when I was looking, I was like, yo, is that a I don't know, like the joint you ride in when you go on the water rafting joints?
Why
is it
so big?
Yo, you know, the skill chat back, you had to have a Jason Kidd, a Chris Paul, a Chris Paul, Darren Williams to get that, to your point, to get that pass through there. Not anybody can get it through there.
Yeah, man.
That is a great observation.
Man, I was like, man, this All-Star game is so unserious. All-Star weekend.
We done with All-Star weekend. Man, yo, I didn't even know. Now I got to go back and watch that now.
Oh, my God. You're going to see it. It looked like it was like a tunnel to like the next lifetime or something.
Fam, back in the day, you had to get that. It'd take them like 5 times sometimes to try to get it through there.
Dog. Yeah, that's why they're throwing it backwards. Listen, so unserious. So unserious. But we had, like I said, Dame Dalla won in the three-point contest.
Three-point contest always saves the day.
That was exciting.
Yeah. Yo, that was exciting. If they didn't have that three-point contest, yo, it would have been a major dud. And it was a good one, too, because they was putting up some numbers.
Who did you have picked to win before it started? I wanted Jalen Brunson to pull that thing out. I did.
I wanted him. I like him too. But I thought Dame was when I saw Noah was Halliburton in it.
Yeah,
I thought he was going to win.
Yeah, in his hometown, right?
Yeah, I thought he was going to win, but Dame winning. Is he the first one that been probably since Bird or somebody that went back to back?
Probably. I don't know if Steph did it back to back in order to win back to back. I'm not sure.
And Cat, he was stepping on the line. That's the first time I've ever seen that or noticed.
Yeah, like that's a violation.
Yeah. That's a violation, yo. I was like, I don't think
where's B Dub and P's and then when you need it? You need somebody to blow a whistle, Jack. That's a violation.
And them three, y'all take yourselves way too seriously. When y'all put them all black Air Force Ones on. You know you got to wear them to be a ref. I saw, and you too, Alan Showell. I said, we're not paying to see y'all. Blowing a whistle, spinning. Offensive back. No.
But yeah, that was crazy to see him stepping on the line, man. But Dame Dollar pulled that thing out. What did you think about the 3-point contest after that? I'm going to reserve the right to not say her name because I don't have it down pat.
Now you made me nervous. I have it every time until we hit record. I get nervous. Sabrina Ionescu.
There you go.
Listen. Only thing I didn't like, it should have went last.
Yeah.
When they did the numbers of they sent it out, the NBA people sent out an email. That was the highest, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, they put Steph and Dame. If Caitlin Clark comes out with Sabrina, that's going to do major numbers.
The way I saw it, they said that Sabrina and Dame would shoot against Steph and Caitlin. Like, they would kind of have. I'm tuning in to see that.
That's gonna do numbers. They hit the jackpot with that one. And I heard some people they was hating on it. And Kenny Smith was just he almost lost his job.
But this guy, like,
I was like,
cringing, like he got
expect that from Barkley. Yo, Smith. Reggie Miller was trying to save him. They was flaming him on social media.
Yo, the best tweet came from Joel Embiid that said, "Kenny's been drinking."
Kenny's been drinking.
What was he drinking? What was in that?
I'd never heard him. He was unhinged, man. Yo, and when Sabrina was shooting, she started. I said, "Oh, Steph's in trouble."
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know, she started going. She don't miss.
26. I mean, you figure that was a high in the men's 3-point contest, man. Yeah. So she can shoot that rock, Jack.
And then it looked like, you know, he pulled out, but that last right for him, I was like, yo, yeah, he was.
He would have never heard the end of it if he'd have lost that.
He's better than me. I can. That shows you the kind of type of guy he is, because he would have been flaming him. She's that was a great event, man. And her shooting she cut that out shooting from the 3-point. She's like, when I was on a session with them, talking about it, she said, I shoot from there anyway. Because somebody asked me, like, what do you? I was like. They shoot from back there.
Reggie Miller said, when you a shooter, the line don't matter. You a shooter.
Yes.
Well, according to Kenny Smith, he wanted her to have a men's ball. And I
that was painful.
Man.
I'm trying to watch. I think they back. You said they come back tomorrow. You know, because Barkley ain't going to let that slide. Oh, the Shaq, they going to get him there.
Listen, I know when Adam Silver saw him, he was like,
I know. We're trying to get the women. Now. He said, we not only trying to grow the NBA, WNBA, we're trying to get more women to watch the NBA.
You're not helping.
I know this is probably the most stressful weekend of Adam Silver's life. Listen to that.
So we went, you said that was the highest viewed?
Yeah, the highest viewed journal of the weekend.
So, which had to go to next to the lowest. Jaylen Brown makes me mad. What was he doing? So unserious?
Yo, when we watch him play, like, he can get up. But some of them lights, I'm trying to figure out, did we miss somebody? It was McClung, Toppin's brother, and was it somebody else?
McClung, Jaylen Brown, Toppin's brother.
Was it four? It didn't, man. It don't matter. He didn't do nothing.
It wasn't too exciting, whoever he was. I can't remember
who. It seemed like they do way far less dunks.
Yeah.
Like three dunks apiece. I was like, yo, yeah, it seemed like Vince Carter did five.
Yeah.
And he got all of them was perfect except for the ones where he did five.
Yeah.
And I was showing my daughter, Camille, to say because she was clowning it. And I was like, you got to see. When I was your age watching Vince Carter and Steve Francis and Tracy McGrady, he was so good, he made you forget how great they were. They'd win it. And I watched him today. Steve Francis had it with his ankle, but Vince Carter was so elite. Then Aaron Gordon and
LaVine.
Yo, that was incredible. Even Dwight Howard.
And Nate Robinson.
It was entertaining. Nate Robinson took like 19 tries to get that one dunk. He was not going to give up. He had the whole country captive. 19 tries.
The NBA did a really good job of re-showing all those all-star highlights of the dunk contest. Like that was cool to see. I watched them all.
What do you think can solve? What would if you could sit down with Adam?
Yep.
Your namesake. What would you tell him to bring this all-star situation back?
I think for the slam dunk contest, you need Zion.
Yeah.
You need Ja.
Gotta have him.
And you need Zion, Ja, and Ant-Man.
That's all you need. You nailed it.
Yeah.
You gotta have the stars, man.
Yeah, and the executive producer brings up a good point. It's kind of like we kind of seen it all. So like the new kids watching or new kids wanting to participate in it, it's like what else is left to do?
That's the hard part.
My man jumped over a Kia.
Jumped a Kia on the court.
LaVine did a windmill from the.
Yo, one John, he caught it from, I think Aaron Gordon caught it and cuffed it off the mascot was rotating. So incredible. Just the way he was thinking. I was watching some of them YouTube guys. They look fake.
You see that?
I said, they might have the slides, but you said even a regular, even if a Ja gets in there, because Ja knows how to work the crowd.
Right.
And Ant-Man would know how to work that crowd. That's what they're missing. When I was looking at some of the just watching how Neek and Jordan and Vince Carter just saying it's over. The crowd loves that stuff.
Right. And you know what was something that I didn't realize until I watched a lot of these replays of the slam dunk contest? I never knew that Jordan lost in the slam dunk contest. They don't even like that.
Dominique, they slid that under the rug, didn't they?
Yeah, they sweeped that under the rug. I said, ooh, he lost to Dominique.
Because the one he won against Dominique, that's a robbery.
He shouldn't have no wins.
I think Jordan was a better in game guy. He's like LeBron's like that, in game. But when back in the day, nobody was doing those reverses, 360s like Neek.
And he was dunking the ball hard, Jack. He was punishing the rim.
Oh, yeah, that one in 85, you know. I know he had the breads on, but he took a loss. I said, how you going to lose to Dominique? And Dominique probably had, what was they called? AVIA.
The Avis or whatever they was called.
Yeah, still you're back in the river. That's what he was wearing. Yeah, man. But I saw somebody share that should not have been the last event. Remember in the 2000s they stopped it, like for about 2 years.
It's not
heading back there.
It's not like it's not a joy to watch it anymore. I don't even look forward to it anymore.
After the 3-point, I'm like, we good. Only thing I like about it is like if they let Barkley and them do it last year, is that they roast everybody.
Yeah.
That's only there. Like if Barkley would have saw Jaylen Brown's performance, that's almost as bad as Darryl Armstrong. Remember Darryl Armstrong laid it up back in the day? He just laid it up. He never played for an NBA team after that.
Listen, when Jaylen Brown tried to recreate the D. Brown dunk, and forgot until he landed. And like, what are you doing?
Deep Brown was like, dog, first of all, he ain't even pumping sneakers up.
Awful, man.
I had to show my daughter. I was like, no, this is what it was supposed to look like.
Jaylen Brown, so unserious.
You're about to be nominated, man. But that was, look, oh, yeah, we forgot about, now this is what I don't look forward to, the Sunday game. Oh, this is bad and getting worse.
Brother, 211 to 186.
211.
I was like, what is this, Space Jam? Like,
kind of score, five star score, yo. I didn't even watch it, like the parts of it. I had to run out, but I was like, oh, whatever, man. And I looked up. I'm like, Cat Williams has 50.
There's no defense being played, Jack.
And you know what's another thing dragging it down? We got to get the European guys. The European white guys have got to at least give up. They hate it. They
Joker. Hate it. And Luca,
yo.
They didn't take it seriously. Like, and a little bit of that Adam Silver, like, this is two of your best players, top 10 in your league,
young players too. So how are they?
Like, so we gonna watch this for years to come?
Oh man, I was like, yo, I like LeBron, dog. He's 20 years old. He's 20 years in the league,
right?
So we need to figure out who's these guys. I think Devin Booker takes it seriously.
Right.
Of course, Giannis. Yeah. He's missed 100%. But everybody, yeah. Yo, and Dame.
I mean, Dame shooting from half court, but he was making it though. So what's
going
to say?
That's crazy. That's just crazy in itself. But this game, man, I'm trying to figure out when was the last good one?
Whew. I think it was probably they didn't
Kobe
play that.
Kobe playing?
Yeah, it's probably Kobe's last because Kobe didn't play that. Kobe took those All-Star games seriously.
Yeah, man, he played like it was for a playoff.
Yeah.
You know he too. When he didn't let Jordan win, you know anybody. That's a dog. He did not today.
Kobe took everything serious, man.
You remember the one game, D-Wade broke his nose.
And he said, I see you in Miami.
I love it. Yo, I'd have been like, I'd have retired. I break your nose, I see you in Miami. Yo, and I remember even, you know, back in the day, like, you couldn't, like, I remember Shaq and them, like, they wouldn't let you just come in there and dunk.
No.
Like,
you might get a hard foul.
Yeah, I watched
it. It was like two fouls called in that game, total.
Adam Silver's like this.
They gotta do something about that, Jack. They gotta figure out how to fix it. Like, I don't know what you can do to fix it, but something needs to be done, Jack.
It can't be, like, giving more money. Dog, that's really going to turn people out. Dog, y'all getting 40, 50 million. Just a little bit of resistance.
Right.
Then somebody said he got mandated when they come out of college, you got to get in this dunk contest. Do we got to blame LeBron for that? Did he mess it up as a superstar?
And LeBron's an in-game dunker. I don't know. What does LeBron really do that you want to see?
He get that dunk because he going to take a loss.
He might.
Young LeBron. I'm just he's up against Aaron Gordon twisting.
Listen, I saw LeBron in the McDonald's All-American. He did the slam dunk contest. Not that impressive.
Regular
dunker.
And the one you know, I think he messed up the one time. Remember he said he was going to get in it?
Yeah. And then he didn't do it.
I never seen him do a 360.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure he could do it, obviously, but.
Like, we see, like, Zion and them cats, and they do that stuff all the time.
Right.
So, man, I don't know what they going to do. But this has gotten worse than the NFL.
Yeah, man. It needs work, Jack. So, hopefully, next year, it was actually talked about it at the press conference after the game. Like, it was a topic of conversation because it was, like, noticeably not entertaining and kind of a joke. So we'll see what happens, Jack. We'll see what happens with that next year.
Good.
So let's move on, Jack. So no basketball this week. So last week we said that this week we were going to do some mid-season awards, Jack.
Yeah.
Some mid-season awards. So let's see what we're gonna start with, Jack. Let's start with the rookie of the year, Jack. Who you got for rookie of the year?
I thought it was even, but I think Wimby is taking a sizable lead for a lot of reasons. He's got all those highlights.
Yeah.
And after he did the sham guy, I said it was over.
Yeah.
I said, it's all Wimby now.
Yeah. I'm going to go with you with Wimby, Jack. He didn't look as impressive on Saturday night, not quite the showing that Friday or Saturday that he would want to have, but he's definitely my MVP over my rookie of the year over Chet. Chet's having a good year, but sometimes when you play with an MVP candidate and that Oklahoma City has some guns on that team, man. Ooh. So it kind of reminds me of when LeBron and Melo were going after the rookie of the year. And, you know, Melo was a playoff team. Like, they had some pieces on that team. So it's a little bit different when you're putting up good numbers and you're on a good team, unfortunately, for the rookie of the year.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out, who are the other rookies?
You got what's my man's name from Charlotte? You got my man.
Brandon Miller, right?
Brandon Miller.
Looking like Paul George. Remember he said?
Yeah, Brandon Miller. He got a nice game to him.
Yeah, he's going to be nice.
Scoop is not having as good of a season as I would hoped. Kind of was hoping
for more than
Scoot Henderson.
I don't know if he wears goggles now. Did he break his nose or something? He had an injury.
He had some type of eye injury, I believe.
But they was acting like he should have been. Was he number two?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I believe he was behind Wimby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully he can fix that so he can he really doesn't get him and Miller. And, you know, that's another thing. Wimby, they set Wimby up. He gets all the primetime games, even though his team is not. So we get to see more of him as well.
Yeah. But, the guy down in that kid down there in Miami, he's having a good season too. But I think the guy he was in the slam dunk contest. That's what it was.
He's good, man.
He got a nice game.
I don't know how the Heat does it. I don't know how
they find it.
Oh, my God. He fits perfectly for that team.
Yeah, but Wimby
yo,
is
he had that, Kenny Smith again to talk about his hat. Mexican hatters. I was like, Kenny Smith. I think MB was on to something. He must have been drinking. You know, they talk about his party. He was on one.
Yeah. He told somebody to bring something down to the table. All right, Jack, we got most improved player. Who you going with? Most improved player, Jack.
I think Maxey got it.
Yes, sir.
Probably by a mile.
Yeah.
Did Brunson get it last year? Who got that?
Brunson? I think Brunson did get it last year. But I mean, a lot of when I was looking it up just to see who people were talking about, Kobe, what's his name in Chicago? Kobe White?
Another good year. I can see
he's having a good year, but they're not. The Bulls are not making too much noise. Who else did I have down here that was a possible? What's my man's name for Boston? He's having a good year. Derek White is having a pretty good year, man. I think Maxey is definitely the one for me.
Yeah, probably because he named to the All Star squad. Probably got in there. Listen, we're gonna need you, Maxey.
Yeah.
Don't need you. Keep doing it.
All right, Jack, let's keep going. Defensive player of the year.
You gotta give it to AD. Might get it this year finally.
Listen, Jack, we got all the same picks this year.
That's crazy. Right? As an AD and he's playing every game.
Yeah.
Yo, he's been looking. I said, yo, this is the guy we was hoping for.
But it's tough, though, because Rudy Gobert will always be in the conversation.
Yo, and I'm not going to have no Rudy shade because it's enough Rudy shade. When he loses his cool one day, it's going to be over.
Yeah,
he got a lot of payback to get.
Yeah, he's tired of people picking on him.
Yo, telling you, man, that's the one. Y'all keep on.
We keep messing with the Frenchman.
He said he's 7'3". He ain't no little dude. Yeah, but him up, he's having a great snub too.
Yeah, and I think that as far as AD goes, though, I feel like this is his best chance.
Yeah,
of winning this award. I mean, that play that we talked about last week, 1-on-3, LeBron throws the turnover, and he's 1-on-3, and he blocks the shot, smacks it out of the air, and throws it ahead. I'm like, man, that's incredible.
Only probably him and Giannis can do that in the league.
Yeah.
This them two.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Giannis got a couple of those awards, man. And I thought AD should have got it the bubble year.
2020, yeah.
Yeah, well, I thought he had a great chance, but I think Giannis got it. But I think this is his opportunity, unless Rudy and him really steps up when the Lakers go down.
Right.
Yes, right. Sir.
All right, Jack, and then we got the big award, most valuable player. Who are you going with?
Man, I was just watching something today on NBA Today that was talking about the Joker. Number one, I said, this might be, if he won this one, this would be his most laid back one. Yeah, he's just having a regular good year.
And it's unfortunate, man, because I think that award was Embiid's to go back to back before those injuries, man.
He was about to have an astronomical year. I think he was doing 35 and 12.
35 minutes.
No, 35 and 12. And here's was his passing. He took the he took it seriously this summer and really worked on his game. Finally got his body and his game in shape.
Yeah.
It's so unfortunate that he suffered those injuries, but it was his. And I think Joker, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit later with another dark horse pick, but the Joker, they talk about Luka, but I think
Shea is probably in that. I think he's in that passenger seat now that
Indeed
is hurt. I think he's probably going to go down as the runner-up to probably the Joker for MVP, Jack.
Only way Shea would get it if they really, like, if they can get the number one spot. They're going to have to
come off Shea, like that. Shea in Oklahoma City is going to have to go crazy the second half of the season. He's going to have to have a big half of the season, second half of the season, in order for him to take that from the Joker. But I still think it's I think the Joker's going to keep that trophy at his house.
At his barn.
At his barn with the horse.
The rest of the stuff. Yo, what about why isn't Kawhi Leonard in the discussion?
And he's having a good year, Jack.
And he's playing, playing so far, knock on wood for them. And
I was,
because he never talks. So he never really, probably for those kind of awards, he's probably never going to. It's so easy to look over.
Yeah. And the MVP is so, the award is going to be so weird this year because it's like a lot of people are having good seasons. Scoring is up. Everybody's scoring. What we talked about a couple weeks ago, five, six people above 30, averaging above 30. Like, that's crazy.
You'd be averaging 25 and might miss the top 15 scorers in the league.
Right.
That's
right.
Crazy.
And you figure some years the MVP has averaged, I think there's probably a season or two when LeBron averaged 26 and 8 and won the MVP.
Yeah, man.
So crazy to see, Jack.
Yeah, man.
So that is our MVP, Jack. So that is our mid-season awards, but we have a couple extra ones that we wanted to throw in there. We created a couple of our own awards, Jack.
Yo, I got another one I want to add.
You want to add it after these ones?
I got it. I'm going to add it after this one.
All right, so for the very first time on the Politics as Usual NBA podcast talk, most unserious award goes to.
We got to give it to him. Listen,
Mr.
We got to give it to the whole team. Washington, man. God, man. Yo.
The whole Washington Wizards, but specifically Jordan Poole.
I was gassed up thinking, he gonna kill him this year. He's free. We ain't heard of that one stat you said about the single game, single scoring points.
Yeah, I think in the month of what? I think it was the month of February. Yeah, he averaged singles.
Yo, falling everywhere. The
he
one
would have fit right in on this All-Star weekend. So unserious.
He should have been in the skills, yo. That would have been hilarious. Yo, the ones, yo, he dribbled behind his back. and tried to shoot it against Porzingis.
He blocked it.
Oh my God. Then he tried to do the one layup. Yo, he has so many bloopers, man. We was watching Shaq and the Fool midseason award. He's on like five of them, man.
Yo. He's the new JaVale McGee. Remember how?
Oh, Shaq yeah. That's right. JaVale McGee.
JaVale McGee.
JaVale McGee's mama came up to the door. She was hot.
She had enough of Shaq. Yeah. She had enough of Shaq.
No, yo, Jordan, who else is unserious? His teammate, Kyle Kuzma.
Oh, my God.
How can they be on the same team? I know that coach be like this at night. Like, God, why are you doing this to me? Yo, they can't wait to get dressed and go out. I know they running crazy in D.C.
Chocolate City, Jack. running crazy in Chocolate City.
Most unserious award. Yo, what about your boy Slam Dunk?
Oh, Jaylen Brown. He could get it for the weekend. Like, I couldn't believe that. He looked ridiculous doing some of those.
Ridiculous. Yo, that left hand joint. Weak. Oh my God. Most unserious, dog. Yo, I've got another dark horse. DeAndre Ayton. Well, you can't make the game because it's snowing and it's too icy for you. You are unserious.
He said they had people coming to the beginning of the development trying to get him out. I'm like, what type of development does he live in?
Like, yo, you can't get to the game and y'all said it to us. Y'all supposed to bury that one.
Yeah.
You can't get to the game. So unserious.
So unserious. And we have another award that we created, Jack. The most insane player.
MIP. Who is the
most
MIP?
Insane player? Who you going with, Jack? Who's your pick?
That Isaiah Stewart kid. Man, I'm nervous to say it because if he see this and find him, we said he might look for us. I don't know if y'all saw the reports. Yo, he punched my man. I forget his name, from Phoenix Sun State. The reports allegedly that he snuck him, punched him in the back of the head. And they took him to, just how serious he was, they booked him.
He got arrested. Took him to jail.
Yo.
When B-Dub sent it to me, I just responded, violent. He's violent.
Yo, if y'all don't know who that name is, that's the guy that LeBron fell last year and tore up the whole Detroit trying to get to him.
He ran through the streets trying to get to LeBron.
The funny part is, if y'all watch that again, if you look at it, Russell Westbrook was like, he might be, Russell Westbrook might get one of these.
he can get one of these awards. Ooh, too. He's insane.
If I see him walking in, if I was seeing him, man, I don't know what them fans be thinking trying him.
And guys, we have to, give the disclaimer. If you Google Isaiah Stewart, he might jump out and hit you. You got to watch.
Keep those head. Protect yourself at all times. Ice
cream. What's the new award that you want to add, Jack?
I'm sorry I didn't have it for my for our executive producer, but the apology award.
Who are you going
James
with?
Harden. I'm sorry. I still don't believe in you. But y'all balling now.
They are not going to believe the reports.
We was clowning you.
James Harden, an apology. We had a whole segment.
No, I had a whole segment. They made me bury the segment. Oh, yo, got to give it to them, man. They figured it out. I'm still iffy about him in the playoffs and winning the championship, but I offer my apologies to you.
That is very noble of you, sir.
Yo, you apologize to Klay Thompson? Never.
No. We can move on. All right, Jack. So moving on.
We got it. That guy Klay scored 35 once. Now he back. Dog. He gonna have to do that a lot more. You listen. I'm mad because he ain't shake Steph's hand.
I ain't gonna shake that. He ain't gonna shake Todd Hill's hand. What's wrong with him?
Yo, when Klay fouled him, yo, Steve Kerr had it with Klay. They lost championships. He ain't act like that. That lets you know how much Klay is aggravating him. He
pulled out a wad of hair.
He was like, no. Klay just walked like ain't nothing happened.
All right, Jack. Let's sneak a couple more in. Doc Rivers. What's Doc Rivers up to now? Doc Rivers, he keeps talking, Jack. What's Doc Rivers talking about?
Doc Rivers said, I tried to tell the Bucks to wait till after the All-Star game to hire me. Doc Rivers said, I wanted y'all to wait to fire the black guy so I can take his job, even though he was winning. And they 3-7, they got to get that microphone from Doc. Yo, somebody's got to make it stop. His son is on ESPN. I feel sorry for him because it must be crazy when you're an analyst and they keep bringing your dad up. And you know your dad is messing up. Yo, this is like the first time in sports history. Yo,
they talking crazy
unloading on your dad. Yo, he's got to stop it. Just be like, man, we're going to do the best we can. We're going to work this thing out. We're going to work together. Dang, man, we don't need to know the details of you and the ownership, how y'all plotting to take my man's job away. And he said they wanted me, so I was like, okay. Doc.
Oh, then he says it with a bald head and a shape up. How does he have a bald head and
bald
a shape
head,
up?
Shape up, losing his voice. He can wake up 8 o'clock in the morning, losing his voice. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, losing his voice.
Doc Rivers, he's got to relax, Jack.
Please,
he's gotta relax.
Please.
Oh, all right, Jack. It's time for your segment, favorite segment of the week. Don't sleep. Who we not sleeping on this week, Jack?
Don't sleep on Jason Tatum. He never comes up when we talk about All-Stars.
Right.
And maybe it's because MVPs, I should say.
MVPs.
Because maybe it's because we've seen him have so much success at a young age.
Right.
But the Boston got the best record. They was in the finals, but he never cracks that top five. I don't know what it is, but
can't I don't know if it's Jaylen Brown being there. Or maybe he always got a good system. I don't know.
Or you think we're judging him hard, that he gets judged hard because he hasn't one yet, or because
I think Draymond Green made a good point when he was on TNT. He said, I think he won't be in that conversation until he wins a championship,
yeah.
And I think that's true. And he said exactly what you said, Jack. He said, because he's been in with the conference finals, how many times?
He was a rookie
since he's been in the league
because he was a rookie when LeBron and remember that year Kyrie left,
yeah.
And because he was he dunked on LeBron, he was a rookie,
and he pushed LeBron.
Oh my god, this rookie's crazy.
I said, this kid is serious.
he was skinny too. I said, he's gonna be crazy. And they was in the finals that year, so last year might have been the one time they have him in the Easter. There's an Easter kind of finals in the bubble. Of course, they went to the finals 2 years ago, so unlike a guy like LeBron and Giannis, who won MVPs before they won a championship, he's probably going to have to do the reverse.
But yeah.
That guy, don't sleep on him.
Yeah. Jason Tatum problem, is a man.
Maybe because, and you know, he's so laid back, too.
Right.
Don't got a big personality. I always forget to put him in those conversations myself.
Yeah. Yeah, Jack, that's a good one. That's a good one. All right, Jack, you know what it's time for? It's time
for
my favorite segment of the week. That's a fact, Jack, stat of the week. The slam dunk contest this year was less than impressive.
Footy already.
Less than impressive, right? So we're going to stick with the dunkers, though. So, Jack, do you remember a dunker by the name of Gerald Green used to jump out? Gym, Jack.
In the game, I remember hearing that one time he did for the Nets. I thought,
did you remember the one slam dunk contest when he blew out the candle on the rim? Yeah. He could get up, Jack.
Did he ever win one? I don't think he ever won one.
He was one of those guys that was an in-game dunker that could get one. But did you know that Gerald Green only had 9 fingers, Jack? And he lost a finger dunking the ball. 9 fingers. He actually lost a finger dunking the ball when he was in 6th grade on a makeshift hoop, Jack. He had his mom's class ring on. And when he went to dunk it, the class ring got stuck on a nail and ripped off most of his finger. In 6th grade, Jack, to think that he lost his finger that way and still made it to the NBA and was known as a dunker is pretty incredible.
I had to make sure I got all mine. I had to make sure I got all mine. I had to count real quick.
Nine fingers. Lost his ring finger on his right hand. He was in sixth grade, Jack. Sixth grade. Still made it to the league, though. Impressive.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, Jack.
I saw the top 10 dunks of all time. The one alley he caught is in that top 10. I never thought he – my mind is – I don't know how you found that one. You went to the bottom of the ocean for that one.
Nine fingers, Jack. That was crazy when I saw that. I said, God, that's a good one. And he said it messed up his game a little bit. So imagine. He could have been obviously a little bit of a different player, you know,
playing a longer career.
Yeah.
Now, as soon as we stop, I gotta Google that hand.
It's crazy, man.
I gotta see what it looks like.
Yeah, on his shooting hand.
I'm gonna have a nightmare after I watch
it.
But
the crazy thing is, like, looking at it, like, you wouldn't have noticed. Like, if it wasn't, and he probably didn't talk about it much while he was playing, but, you know, he's talking about it after now that he's done playing. But, yeah, man, so that was that's a Fact Jack stat of the week.
Man, oh, man.
This week. Yes. So it's time for them shout outs, Jack. We at the end of another one, 16. Go ahead.
You got some shout outs for us?
So I'm going to go. I got two shout outs for you, Jack. We're going to shout out the homie. Teyon Holmes. Teyon Holmes has been rocking with us from the beginning, man. Yes. So shout out to Big Teyon, man. That's my guy, man. Teyon would kick the ball in the stands back in the day as well.
Yeah, man. Yo.
They didn't want to play with Teyon back
this
in the
mean.
Day.
This mean for no reason.
Shout out to my guy Teyon and my guy Nate Bookman, man. Shout out to Nate Bookman, man. Nate, I send Nate the podcast every week, and he always responds. He loves when we talk about Toby. he always laughs when we talk about Toby. So shout out to my guy Nate Bookman. That's one of my top five favorite people in the world. That's my guy. Shout out to Nate, a legend, man.
Yes, sir.
Who are you shouting out, Jack?
Then I'm going to give a shout out to Lamar Brickus, who, before we got on tonight, sent me a text of the Jordan 8 Aquas that he had in a stash.
Mm.
Oh, man. I said, I got to shout you out for that. And I'm going to shout out you, Mr. Carter, and all those who sent me texts and good energy and prayers on the passing of Mr. Larry Grove, my uncle. Thank all y'all for y'all kind remarks and all that goodness for our family during that time. Really,
man. Yeah, good dude, man. Yeah. Good dude, man. Yes, he'll be missed. Good dude.
Drove me crazy, but I miss him now.
Yeah, man. Oh, he always had the same energy. Chris B called to ask me if I checked on you, man. And he said, man, Larry always checked on him. So Chris B wanted you to know that Larry always, you know.
Always on 10.
Yeah. But he said he always checked on me. So, yeah, shout out to Larry, man. He'll be missed.
And shout out to all y'all who are tuning in. You still can subscribe, watch. Follow us. We gotta have some Toby content next week. That's hilarious. Follow us in Politics as Usual. We'll talk on all your social media. Subscribe, put your comments in. And when we drop it on YouTube, make sure y'all follow us. Say something smart.
Pickles ain't nothing but cucumbers, Jack.
Yeah, we just talked about it before we got on the show.
Came here to take over the game. Yeah. Stout. Still. I know what's going on. Yeah. It's still politics as usual. Life looking beautiful. Talking real heavy, more heavy than the usual. Shook the whole world up. And type of motion new to you. So it's just a throwback. Losing, we don't know that. Only give them our facts. That's exactly what y'all lack. Always show the people love so they show us love back. Yeah.